Care Coaches Insight programs continuing here tonight. We're on to Atchison County, and girls basketball coach Andrew Eckert joining us here for a few minutes, brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. I'm Brandon Sadman. Coach, you know, since we spoke last week, two games in the books, you know, two of the better teams in the Northeast Kansas League for sure. It started with a loss to Troy Friday and then Riverside on a Tuesday most recently. How would you kind of dissect and kind of an overall takeaway and thought, you know, from these couple games against two very good teams in this league?
I would just kind of echo what you just said. We're facing some of the best teams in our league. Kind of in a stretch here because Opelousa coming up here is also one of the better teams in the league. So it's a tough stretch, and we'll just keep on trying to get better each time out.
And we've talked about and we've highlighted a few girls, you know, making some strides for you. I know some freshmen have been putting in some really good minutes for you. It's been kind of that mode where a lot of these girls that you're putting out there really never had a taste of the varsity level before this season, but it feels like these freshmen are coming along as we're getting to that middle portion of the season. What have you liked from these underclassmen and kind of stepping in for the first time?
You're exactly right. They're just learning how to play varsity basketball because it is a big step from junior high to varsity. So, you know, Lucy Kymeg and Allison Dremel, they're doing a great job trying to run the point and play really good defense outside. And then Emma Stevens and Annabelle Kessinger, they're doing a great job of battling inside, learning how to play the game. But and I think the biggest step they've made from last week to this week is they're learning how what the varsity effort is. That's something, again, junior high is such a different speed. It takes a while for them to adjust and figure out they got to play harder than they ever have before.
Yeah, you mentioned Oskaloosa, your next game up Friday. What can you tell us about the Bears and just kind of some challenges in that matchup on Friday?
They're really good. Again, this is a group that most of them have played varsity since their sophomore year, and they're finally, you know, a junior and senior group that's really good. So, and their coach has done a really good job with them. They're going to pressure us. We're going to have to learn how to handle it and play through it.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, we always appreciate it. So after Friday against Oskaloosa, we get midseason tournaments next week. You guys taking part once again at the Jefferson County North Tournament with games starting on Monday night. You guys are going to see a team out of the North – or not out of the Northeast Kansas League, beg your pardon. It's going to be Perry Lecompton in that first round on Monday night. So you get by Oskaloosa, you get to the midseason tournament. It kind of gives you kind of a little look as far as what a sub-state schedule and tournament might be like. But just your overall thoughts on the field at JCN and just kind of stepping out of the norm next week.
I definitely like that first round we're guaranteed to play someone outside of our league. Especially next year's schedule is going to look like, you know, we're going to play every team twice in our league. So it'll be nice next year to see some different teams in the midseason tournament. But, yeah, it's good for these young girls to experience having to play three games kind of spread out in a midseason tournament because that's what sub-state's going to be like eventually.
That is Atchison County girls basketball coach Andrew Eckert joining us. Again, one more game before the midseason tourney at JCN next week. They will get Oskaloosa on Friday night, and then again, they'll get Perry Lecompton on Monday night, first round of that JCN tournament. That'll be at 7:30 in Winchester. Coach, thanks again for the time. We'll talk to you in the middle of that tournament next week.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Brandon.